the service tonight. Grab your songbooks. We'll sing page 325. 325, Trust and Obey is where we are. Stand if you would, we'll sing that together. 325.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey. Shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no to trust and obey.
Verse number 4.
But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows. Obey, trust and obey.
A good job singing. Lift it up, verse number 5.
And then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no trust and obey.
Back towards the front of your songbooks to page 20. Page 20. When I see the blood, I will pass over here. We'll sing the first and the last verse. Page 20.
Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. All who receive Him need never fear. Yes, He will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, what compassion, oh, boundless love, Jesus hath power, Jesus is true. All who believe are saved from the storm. Oh, He will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Good singing. Remain standing. Brother Matt, come pray for us tonight, please.
Pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this opportunity, Lord, to come to Your house and to worship You, Lord, for You are a good God and You are worthy of our praise. We pray that You just be with every aspect of the services tonight. We pray that You be with the singing. We pray that You be with Pastor as he teaches us from Your word about the life of John the Baptist. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Gone are the days of wandering in life's wilderness, searching for peace of mind but finding distress. Until sweet Jesus found me, I was lost deep in sin, and He gave me assurance and a true peace within. I know that I'm forgiven.
child reading. He has settled my weary soul. I am now happy that my Lord's in control. I am singing the anthem. I am saved, yes, by grace. And what joy, hallelujah! My sins are, they are erased. I know that I'm forgiven, you see. No longer in shackles, I am finally free. Oh, the blood of the child reading, and I know that I'm forgiven, you see. No longer in shackles, I am finally free. Oh, the blood of the Lamb rewrote who I am, and now I'll tell it wherever I go. Grace has covered me, I'm a child reading.
Praise the Lord for that special tonight. Let me welcome each one of you to our Wednesday night Bible study and prayer time right here at the Lighthouse Baptist Church. What a blessing it is here, another opportunity on Wednesday nights to assemble ourselves together. Looking forward to what the Lord has for us this evening. Maybe there's somebody visiting with us for the very first time tonight. We always like to acknowledge our first-time visitors by getting a visitor's packet into your hand. And so if that's you, if you just raise your hand, the ushers will bring that around to you. Anyone visiting tonight that needs a visitor's packet? All right. Well, it's good to see those just being faithful here to the Wednesday night services. A couple announcements for you. If you've not picked up one of the church bulletins, I always want to encourage you to get one of those. A lot of things taking place as we're moving into the month of May. And this is the last day of April, and then we'll get right into the month of May. A lot of things taking place. We have a youth rally here at the church. Junior high school youth rally is this coming Friday night. And they're having an activity afterwards. It's going to be late into the night, so they're not starting the rally till an hour later. And so it's 8 o'clock, and we're hosting it here at the church. And so parents, be aware of that. The youth rally actually begins at 8 o'clock on this coming Friday night. So if you have any questions about that, you can see one of the youth leaders. They can help you with that. And then let me see. They're getting ready for the mother, daughter, and friend luncheon. And so if you haven't purchased your tickets for that, you need, there's a table there in the foyer. You can stop by and pick up your tickets for that. But that's coming up. They have a ladies' work night this Thursday night. And then starting Sunday, Brother Hal Hightower is coming in, and we're starting our spring revival. And we have the revival flyers out on the back table. I think there's some in the track rack, so you want to make sure you pick some of these up and put them around your workplace or pass them out, give them to whoever you like. Invite them to come, because you invite them to come, you're also earning points for your Sunday school class, all right, for this this month. We're in the Sunday school campaign, and so wanting you to try to do all that you can to invite people to come to church. Show up yourself. If you bring a first-time visitor, that's a grand slam home run. And so want to encourage you to take part of that. But encourage others to come to the revival, and the best way of doing that is to plan on being here yourself. Every night after the evening services, there'll be refreshments for us to just to stay around a little bit and have some fellowship. And so that's every night after the evening service for the revival. And then a message from Donna Minton. Several nursery workers are needed for Monday and Tuesday nights of the revival this next week. So if you can help, please sign up on the nursery bulletin board or see Donna Minton. And that would be greatly appreciated if you would be willing to do that. All right, this time let's go ahead and receive the offering tonight. Brother Ron, won't you come?
Ushers, if you'll come forward, please. Bible says in Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Let's pray. Father, we love you, and God, we're thankful for another opportunity, Lord, that we have to be in your house tonight, another opportunity, God, that we have to hear and study your word. And Lord, just pray that you'd once again use Pastor to bring honor and glory to your name. Give him the message, God, that we need, and help us to hearken to it. Help us to draw closer to you. Most of all, help us to better serve you this week. As we're once again, Lord, ready to receive the offering, we just want to continue to ask you to give us of your wisdom to use these funds to further your gospel. Pray and ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen.